Today, the Supreme Court allowed, for now, the Trump administration to strip legal protections for nearly 350,000 Venezuelans currently living in the U.S. under a program that had protected them from deportation. The court's decision allows the Trump administration to end what is known as temporary protected status, or TPS, for this group, pending an appeal of the case. NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran has been following the case and joins us now. Hi there.
Hey, Juana.
So, Sergio, tell us what the court ruled today.
Well, that court's ruling was short and unsigned, which is common in emergency orders before the Supreme Court, but it did not elaborate on its reasons for allowing TPS to end for this group of Venezuelans. The court did say that Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson would have denied the application. Now, this is a historic decision. That's what Ahilan Arulan and them told reporters today. He's with the Center for Immigration Law and Policy at UCLA and one of the lawyers representing the Venezuelans.
From what we can tell, this is the single largest action in modern American history, stripping any group of non-citizens of immigration status.
The decision does now pave the way for the possible deportation of tens of thousands of Venezuelans very soon. And we should note, Juana, the Trump administration has also taken steps to end TPS for Haitians, Afghans, and other countries.
So help us understand how we got here. Why was there an emergency request before the court?
Well, as you know, the Trump administration has done a lot on immigration, right? And Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in February moved to end a Biden-era TPS extension for Venezuelans. Noem basically said that because some Venezuelans in the U.S. have ties to Tren de Aragua, a Venezuelan gang, TPS for every Venezuelan should be terminated. She said continuing TPS for Venezuelans is contrary to the national interest of the United States. As expected, Venezuelans affected by this filed a lawsuit alleging procedural violations and racial bias. A federal judge sided with them and ruled to keep TPS in place. That prompted the Trump administration to file this emergency application to the Supreme Court, and today's ruling puts that lower court decision on hold. Now, some background here, Juana. Venezuelans with TPS are divided into two buckets, those who were granted TPS in 2021 and those who got it when the program was extended in 2023. Today's decision applies to the 2023 cohort.
Got it. Okay. Now, presidents have power to grant TPS to immigrants of a specific country if conditions in their home nation are unsafe. So remind us here what those conditions are.
Yeah, the law says that TPS can be granted if conditions, quote, temporarily prevent the country's nationals from returning safely. The conditions include ongoing armed conflict, civil wars, as well as natural disasters such as earthquakes and epidemics. And this is important because people who have TPS cannot be removed from the U.S. and are allowed to get a work permit as well. They can legally work here.
Well, I mean, political persecution, violence, and other problems have pushed about 8 million Venezuelans to leave their country since 2014. Have things improved there recently?
No, not really. Here's Cecilia Gonzalez. She's one of the Venezuelan plaintiffs.
Returning to Venezuela is not safe at all. The administration have acknowledged the risk of what is going on in Venezuela, but it's still disregarded.
But current DHS Secretary Noem said recently that in the administration's view, things have improved there. That's despite the State Department's continued advisories telling Americans not to travel to Venezuela, citing the high risk of wrongful detention, torture in detention, poor health infrastructure, and other serious challenges.
Sergio, do we have any sense of what is next for these Venezuelans?
Yeah, it's not clear if these people will lose their status immediately or in a week or later. Lawyers say they just don't know. It's now up to the Trump administration to decide how to implement it. The White House has, so far, not reacted publicly to the ruling. Now, the lawyer said today they will continue to appeal this case in the district court. But again, it's really unclear what happens now and how fast.
NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran, thank you.
You're welcome.